You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back. 1940s and... Wait. What was that? This is the soul that came... Wait, there's smoke rising from behind the Juke in the Back. Maybe I've just burnt out a tube. Maybe it's something more sinister. Oh, mercy. I'm telling you, maybe Miss Rosie was just dusting behind the Juke in the Back, and she messed with a vacuum tube, or maybe a capacitor or resistor's blown, or... This is not good. The tint of that smoke is... It's kind of purple. Man, I just got a chill. Well, I thought doing a spooky rhythm and blues show for Halloween was a bad idea. I hope I'm not right. That's right, cats and kittens. For the next hour, it's spooky, ghoulish, and crazy rhythm and blues from the 1940s and 50s. This is the sinister soul that came before rock and roll. Let's kick off the show with the First Lady of Rhythm and Blues, Laverne Baker, and a tune that was cut in New York City on September 11th, 1958, although Atlantic Records didn't release it until 1961 as the flip side to Hey Memphis, Baker's answer record to Elvis's little sister. She recorded this with top-notch musicians. We got Leon Cohen on alto sax, King Curtis on tenor sax, Panama Francis pounding those skins. And they're gonna set the mood for us for this Halloween rhythm and blues show. Here's Voodoo Voodoo, Laverne Baker, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
I thought I was a snake, I started crawling on the ground. Thought I was a dog, I started barking like a hound. Thought I was a coyote hollering at the moon. Stumbling and a fumbling like a flip-minded goon. He done a
from the arms of her lover by a jungle beast. King Kong.
See a battle between prehistoric monsters on an island time forgot.
A nightmare jungle creature from the primeval past stalking midnight streets.
My baby! It's got my baby!
See the thrill classic of all time, the biggest gorilla picture ever made in motion picture history. The jungle epic that can never be duplicated.
See RKO's original...
King Kong.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. All
got poked.
Takes you down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's practicing in there. Oxygen is thin in there. Coffin on the side. They call it Jekyll and a Hyde. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will be around. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus.
The Hollywood Flames off of Ebb Records from 1958 with Frankenstein's Den. Man, the Hollywood Flames were one of the most important Los Angeles groups in the history of rhythm and blues and early rock and roll. A talent show brought the group together in 1949, and they played their first professional gig at Johnny Otis's club, the Barrel House. Man, what Los Angeles group wasn't Johnny Otis involved with? They started recording for the Selective label in 1950 and went under several different names, including the Hollywood Four Flames, the Turks, the Jets, the Sounds, and of course the Hollywood Flames. The key member of the group was Bobby Byrd, who would change his name in 1957 to Bobby Day, and then he'd score a hit in 1958 with Rockin' Robin. For a time, the Flames would also back up Bobby Day as Bobby Day and the Satellites. They recorded the original version of Little Bitty Pretty One just before Thurston Harris got his hands on the tune. Earl Nelson was another key member of the Hollywood Flames. He sang lead on their only hit, 1957's Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. Jesse Belvin was also associated with the group from time to time. Like I said, there's a lot of history here, which we'll cover in another program. The Hollywood Flames with Frankenstein's Den. Before that, we heard Big T Tyler, 1957, spinning off of LA's Aladdin Records with King Kong, a smoking rhythm and blues tune dedicated to that colossal gorilla, which first appeared in film in 1933. We're featuring spooky and scary rhythm and blues this week on the Juke in the Back in honor of Halloween. And a couple of minutes ago, I mentioned Johnny Otis. And back in the early 1950s, Otis scored so many hits it was scary. He was working with Little Esther, Mel Walker, The Robins, Etta James, Big Mama Thornton, and many, many others. He went through a dry spell in the mid-1950s, but came back on Capitol Records in 1958 with a vengeance, scoring a huge hit with Willie and the Hand Jive. Following Hand Jive in 1959, was this bewitching tune. Here's the Johnny Otis Show with Casting My Spell. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging a spooky juke in the back.
I took a black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. I took a goat's tooth, an old shoe, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu to tattoo, a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. Hey. Them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horse hair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. 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 You'll never, never be untrue.
Now goodbye, old friend. I guess on my way. If that black cat don't cross me no more, my luck is bound to change someday.
Ooh, a fine early record from bluesman Lowell Folsom from 1948 off of the Downbeat label. That's Black Cat Blues. You know, in some cultures, black cats are actually good luck, but we mostly know them as being a bad luck omen. Author Edgar Allan Poe didn't help the plight of the black cat any with his 1843 story, The Black Cat. But personally, I feel that black cats are misunderstood. So cheers to Le Chat Noir. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Halloween rhythm and blues songs this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s R&B, or the soul that came before rock and roll. Up next, we have pianist Bill Doggett. He had been leading bands since the 1940s, but he really came to fame with the rock and roll audience in 1956 with Honky Tonk. This one goes back to 1959, and it's perfect for this week's Halloween theme. Here's Bill Doggett spinning off of King Records with Monster's Party.
Frankenstein, where's the wine?
I'm the face, is this the place?
I'm the shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, Alan Bradley, Alfonso Capozzi, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
When you come home from the dead, stand in the hall and make a road mad. When you do the thing you shouldn't do,
peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
When you ought to be in school, learning about the golden.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you. Look in the dark, you see my face. Don't try to hide, I'm every place. Play cool, kind of sweet. I'm gonna give you hot feet.
Hope you heard the things I said. Let it sink in your big heart. When you dance, the soul right off your shoes.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Ha 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 ha!
in the dark, you see my face. Don't try to hide, I'm every place. Play it cool, kinda sweet. I'm gonna give you a heartbeat.
Hope you heard the thing I said. Let it sink in.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Do the thing you shouldn't do.
Peek-a-boo, I'm watching you.
Ah, one of New York's finest. The Cadillacs with Peek-a-boo from 1958. The song made the pop top 30 and proved to be one of the Cadillacs' biggest hits. Although the group will always be remembered mostly for their 1955 smash, Speedo, but also for their breathtaking version of the doo-wop classic, Gloria. I'm Matt the Cat, this is the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, and this week for Halloween, we're going for spooky, sinister, and just plain out crazy R&B. Up next is a groundbreaking record, but also one you knew you would hear on a Halloween Juke in the Back show. However, I'm not going to play the version of the tune that you're used to hearing. The song is I Put a Spell on You, written by Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who up to this point was not known as Screamin' Jay Hawkins, he was just Jay Hawkins. He began his career in the early 50s playing with the Tiny Grimes Orchestra. He made his first solo record in 1952 for the Gotham label. From there, he recorded for the Wing label, which was a subsidiary of Mercury Records. But none of those early tunes seemed to do anything for him. By 1956, he was recording for OK Records, and he had written I Put a Spell on You, a song he envisioned to be a nice, sweet, slow love song. But that's not how it turned out. Jay was joined in the studio by some top-notch musicians, like the great Mickey Baker on guitar and Sam the Man Taylor on saxophone. Jay recalled that the producer had brought some ribs and chicken and a whole case of wine into the studio that night. The band got drunk, and what came out was historic. They cut a couple of different takes of I Put a Spell on You, and OK Records decided to release the tamest one. It still was banned by many radio stations because of too much screaming. They felt that was overly sexual and suggestive. I Put a Spell on You didn't make the charts, but it's remembered today as a groundbreaking early rock and roll number that still sounds fresh and crazy. And at the time, it did put Jay Hawkins on the map. He went on tour to support the record, and while playing disc jockey Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Review Show, Freed suggested that Screamin' Jay come out of a coffin on stage. Jay took the offer, and a whole new persona was born. Screamin' Jay Hawkins would spend the rest of his life running away from, but also kind of enjoying, the creature that he created on that day in 1956. Now, instead of playing the single version that you hear all the time of I Put a Spell on You, I'm going to feature the alternate take with extra screaming. Also, the guitar is a little more pronounced in this version, and Sam the Man Taylor's sax solo is, in my opinion, even more sexy and more suggestive. So have a listen to the alternate take of I Put a Spell on You as we feature Halloween rhythm and blues songs this week on The Juke in the Back.
Ah! stop the things you do. What's up?
A storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from outer space and made it to stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had a ooh heart party. We had a ooh heart party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
Screamin' Ball at Dracula Hall, the DuPonts, spinning off of the Roulette label from 1958. What makes the DuPonts a great footnote in rock and roll history is that little Anthony Gordine was once a member of the group. He jumped ship to join another vocal group, the Chesters, before they cut that record. The Chesters would go on to become Little Anthony and the Imperials, but the DuPonts were Gordine's first group. Screamin' Ball has become a rhythm and blues Halloween classic, and it features Richard Bracey singing lead. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you're enjoying this week's Juke in the Back as we feature some really odd rhythm and blues records that all relate to All Hallows' Eve. Up next, another over-the-top rhythm and blues and early rock and roll character. I'm talking about Ellis McDaniel, who we know better as Bo Diddley. He burst on the scene in 1955 with a song he wrote about his own moniker. And through the years, at least up to the British invasion, Bo Diddley enjoyed several hits and always sold out clubs around America. This little oddity came out on Checker in 1958. It's Bo Meets the Monster, Bo Diddley, on the Juke in the Back's Rhythm and Blues Halloween Scaratorium.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud clang. I ran to the window to see what was that. out in the top of my old apple tree. That was the one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. Baby standing in the door, she was hollering real loud. Bo diddly, don't leave me in this house. I said, take it easy, baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, oh, oh, oh. The boy you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people leader had my baby and gone.
And darkest regions of the sea, as old as time itself, comes the most terrifying monster the world has ever seen. The Sea Creature! Slithering over the face of the earth came a monster from beyond the stars. Inhuman, indestructible. Life on this planet was doomed when it conquered the world! These will be the strangest, most terrifying motion pictures you have ever seen. You will see monsters from a nightmare. The most horrifying creatures that ever made you wake up screaming.
The She-Creature!
And
it conquered the world!
It says boom, bam, boom, let it out.
He rode through the land with his head in the sand. What a damn young man was he? He said, oh, dear me,
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring kind of odd rhythm and blues Halloween songs, and we've touched on lots of different topics. And you might think I'm stretching it a little bit here, but here's a song about witchcraft. It was recorded in New Orleans on August 27, 1955, and it features Chuck Carbo singing lead. Witchcraft was released on Imperial Records in September of 1955, and it hit number 5 on the national R&B charts. Here's this week's Great 78, The Spiders and Witchcraft.
Now you know I can't take it. Please stop it now. My head is spinning. A spell's on me now. Let me forget her. Don't mention her name. You know it brings back that old burning flame. To know that she don't feel the same. My head is spinning, going round and round. My head is spinning, going round and round. Well, her witchcraft got me keep going down and down.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Thank you.
darkness. All I do is cry, I wanna die. Well, since my man been gone, gone.
Nightmare by Willie Mae Thornton, who we know better as Big Mama Thornton. That was actually the original flip side to Hound Dog, which Peacock released in 1953. They soon pulled the record back and re-released it with Rockabye Baby on the B-side. The group backing her up is Johnny Otis's orchestra. In fact, you can hear Otis playing the vibes on that number. I don't think Johnny Otis wanted you to know it was him, though, because if you look at the label, it's by Willie Mae Thornton with Kansas City Bill and his orchestra. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring spooky, ghoulish, and sinister songs for Halloween on this week's Juke in the Back. Up next, the wackiest, weirdest, craziest, and quite possibly spookiest song to appear on this week's show. It's by Eugene Fox, who hails from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He was born there in 1928. All he ever really wanted to do was play the sax. But fellow Clarksdale resident Ike Turner had other plans for him. Fox joined Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm in October of 1953 when Ike was looking for a new sax player. However, it was Eugene Fox who was featured on the Kings of Rhythm February 22, 1954 recording session as the lead singer, or I should say the lead talker. They recorded a couple of tunes at that session, which was held at the WROX Radio Studios, a radio station where Ike Turner actually worked at as a teenager. The female voice featured on this song is Ike's current wife, Annie Mae Wilson. Now, don't confuse her with Anna Mae Bullock, who would become Tina Turner years later. Anyway, Eugene Fox, who would later be known as the Sly Fox, was in the spotlight during this session. They cut a couple of talking records. This one, Sinner's Dream, where Fox plays a dying cat who's visited by Mr. Death. This causes Eugene to want to repent for his sins, and he asks Anne and Sam to forgive him. They try to call a doctor, but it's too late. Mr. Death returns and takes him to a place where none of us want to go. Like I said, this is probably the craziest R&B record to appear on this week's show. Oh, and dig on Ike Turner's eerie guitar playing in the background. Here's Eugene Fox off of the Checker label from 1954. And Sinner's Dream on the Juke in the Back.
Eugene. Eugene Fox. Your time has come. And I have come for you. You must go.
No! No! I don't want to die! Let me live a little longer.
You have nothing to fear. You have done no wrong that I've seen. Don't be afraid.
Baby! Baby! Come here quick!
Fox! Fox! What's wrong?
Baby! My time is gone. And I must leave. I want you to forgive me for all those wrong things I've done to you. Tell old Sam to forgive me for all the wrong things I've done to him. Baby, I want you to pray for me for all the wrong things I've done to people. I know I've cut people, stole, robbed, but please, for... I'm sorry, Ann. There's nothing more I can do now. Mr. Death! You're going down instead of...
Fox, you have nothing to fear.
But Mr. Death, it's getting hot. I want to go back the other way. Why the people got wings and flying around? in here. I want some water. Some ice water. I'm sorry, my boy. You have served me well. But there's nothing more for me to do here with you. Mr. Devil! Don't push me in that fire! Oh, Mr. Devil! Ah!
Now when I die, don't bury me deep. Plant me any way you can. Put a fill of whiskey at my head and feet. But I wanna tell you, man, I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now when I glide down the avenue, people will stop and stare. Well, there goes a real cool cat, they'll say, and I'll be laying there. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now I never had the dough to keep on the go, but my insurance is paid. Well, there's one thing I wanna know, is when I die, I'll have it made. Now I want cats in a rainbow hue. Photographers are all about. Well, from Hollywood to the avenue, or when I take my last trip out. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Forever to my alligator wine.
man. Alligator wine.
Screamin' Jay Hawkins with another solid single for the OK label, 1958. That's Alligator Wine, a song that was actually written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Amazing stuff. Before that, we heard Cadillac Funeral from Mr. I Got Loaded himself, Peppermint Harris. He cut that one for Cash Records in 55. And we kicked it off with the spooky, eerie, and amusing Sinner's Dream by Eugene Fox, featuring Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm. I'm at the Cat, and I'd like to thank John Noe, Mike Roseman, and Bob Groves for help with this week's program. I hope you've enjoyed the spooky rhythm and blues featured this week on The Juke in the Back. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week, right here, on your source for 1940s and 50s R&B, The Juke in the Back. I'm going to end this week's program with three of the greatest voices in vocal jazz, or as we like to call it, vocalese. That's the style of singing where you use your voice to represent an instrument, like a saxophone or a trumpet. In the early 1950s, Annie Ross was one of the giants of vocalese, along with King Pleasure and Eddie Jefferson. In 1957, she hooked up with Dave Lambert and John Hendricks to form Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. They recorded a handful of critically acclaimed albums before breaking up in 62. This song appeared on their final effort for Columbia Records. And this is how we're going to close our Halloween Spooks edition of The Juke in the Back. Here's Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross with Halloween Spooks. Have a great week, everybody.
That the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.